and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl Lindebot, and we are down at the Pancake Breakfast with 10,000 of our closest friends.
Live, in case you can't tell, you got to come on down here because this is the place that's happening here in Redding, California. It is the largest gathering of anywhere. I think we've heard that there's over 10,000 people. In fact, you know, we've got tickets we're holding here, and it's fun because you see all kinds of students. You see all kinds of, you know, the faces of the wonderful place that we live in, Redding, California.
Well, Redding in the North State. You can't just hold it to just the Redding because
well,
people
Anderson.
Are coming from all over. The Marine Mounted Color Guard is here. There's a Clydesdale horse across from us, not eating out of the pancake batter.
We've pony got dressed in pink.
A pony just came dressed in pink through here. Besides going live today
and
streaming,
we're talking about.
We're also streaming live video through the wemultimedia.com/live. Wade Riggs is here saying hello, Wade. And we're
hello.
Just seeing he's streaming everything live here. So if you want to see what's going on, go to wemultimedia.com/live. And you can watch this madness too.
All right, let's go to the weather really fast because you know how fabulous it's going to be today. We have it's going to be 85 and clear. It looks like we're going to have mostly clear tonight with temperature around 54 degrees. I'm going to be out here for the first hour. Carlos going to be out here till broadcasting live until 9 o'clock and joining all of our good friends. I'm going to be back in the studio with Sharon Clark at 8 o'clock where we're going to be interviewing some of the wonderful people that will be at the mall for the Senior Expo. But right now
we have to go to our Wells Fargo advisors and Kathy Lathrop Cummings. And Kathy, tell us what's going on in the Wall Street Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Happy Rodeo Day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 2 points at 12,444. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1,306, and the NASDAQ is negative 3 at 2,810. Active stocks today include General Electric up 10 cents at $18.98, and Pfizer down 3 cents at $22.53. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 11 cents at $15.77, and North Valley Bank is down 21 cents at $12.61. We expect Facebook to begin trading at 8 a.m. our time. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.82%. Gold is trading up $14.80 at $15.8970. Silver is up 46 cents at $28.48, and crude oil is down 46 cents at $92.10. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
All right. Carl and Linda are live.
7:10, 8:10 at 9:06 in the morning. And now we're down here with our friends at Roaring Gulch for the Pancake Breakfast. And we've got Brian Walton with us. And Brian is the ramrod of the Pancake Breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great.
Awesome.
Now, how many people do you think you're going to feed here?
Our goal is at 11,000 today.
11,000. Okay. Now, how much batter do you have to make to feed 11,000 people?
Well, it's a couple truckloads. We got about 2,500 pounds of dry mix that'll turn into about 400 gallons of batter.
But how long, Brian, do you collect the batter? Is it something that you have your special warehouse and you store it, or it's like, okay, it's 2 months before the pancake breakfast, let's start accumulating it?
We put there's a shelf life on that material, so we order it early. And we get it into town a couple of weeks ago. You know, the sausage has to stay frozen, and so you gotta deal with the 15,000 patties.
15,000 patties.
That's not gonna fit in your freezer.
And you know what? When we talk about massive amounts of food, you know, if there was ever a major catastrophe that happened in this area, we know that the Asphalt Cowboys are prepared. This is a perfect example of how you're able to feed the masses.
Exactly.
It's incredible. Exactly. I want us all to remember that. What the Asphalt Cowboys do besides just feed us for the pancake breakfast. You guys are there to set up your tables and chairs and really house and take care of people when they need it.
We're at the sheriff's beck and call.
Now, how long does it take you to set up and get ready for this?
Well, we put in about, close to 100 man hours yesterday just setting up tables and chairs and getting the stoves ready and getting the propane hooked up. It's a lot of trailer rides, you know, getting all the equipment down here, all the stoves, the coffee pots.
You guys use cement mixers.
It's kind of a cement mixer.
But they're specially made. Somebody designed them specifically for this breakfast.
It is a batter mixer, yeah.
Batter mixer.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we're going to have to take a break here. And our guest has been Brian Walton, who is the man who's in charge of the pancake breakfast. How long did you have to work your way up to get to be in charge of this, Brian?
Well, it turns out I'm actually on a very short track here.
Oh.
I've made it to this position in about 6 years. It's normally supposed to be between 10 and 20.
Okay. Well, I tell you what.
We're glad to have you here.
What do you do when you're not doing this, Brian?
I'm an engineer with American Water Technology in Reading.
Great.
We manufacture equipment to make drinking water out of ponds, lakes, and streams.
That's super.
Yeah,
we're going to have
awesome.
To have you on sometime talking
very
about that.
Very noble profession.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We're down here at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of our friends.
And
come
it's
on
a
down
show,
and
folks. Come down and catch it.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful CARS customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to CARS since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to CARS?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to CARS.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at CARS.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage of my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the middle of Roaring Gulch in the Pancake Breakfast with 10,000 people, Carl and Linda Bott. I tell you what lines to call in at, 530-605-4567, but we're not there. But you can still call in and say hello to Just Bob, who's running the boards, or come on down and see us. Come on down and see us today. We're here right now, and my guests right now are the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, Gunnery Sergeant Bate. Good morning, sir. And Sergeant Cole.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Well, you know what? We've had you on the show yesterday, and what have you all been doing since you've been here?
Pretty much we've been going around, meeting and greeting everyone, letting everyone see our horses, picking everyone up, did the grand entry yesterday at 7 p.m. for the national anthem. Sergeant Cole's over there breaking hearts.
I don't break anything.
Okay, now, I understand that, Gunnery Sergeant Bates, that this is your last parade.
Yes, it is, sir. Friday and Saturday will be my last ride before I take off back to 1st Marines come in June.
And you know where they're heading out to, or is that classified?
No, they're taking off to Afghanistan in end of July, beginning of August.
Well, I understand that they use mules over there for packing. Do you think you might be in charge of the mule packing group?
I think that's what happened. They found out since I'm such a big star now because of Cool Brickers article, they said, oh, we need someone to be in charge of our mules. So they called me up a little early.
Okay, Sergeant Cole, you're going to be taking over as NCYC then, right?
Right.
So what's the plans for the rest of the year? How many big events do you have?
We have about 67 big events to do, so. We'll keep it going.
Okay, and as in case y'all have not heard before, is that the Mounted Color Guard uses Mustangs from that have been captured and from the prairies here, and they're all Palomino Mustangs, and they're all trained where?
The Nevada State Correctional Facility in Carson City.
So they've made documentaries about this, how they train the horses, and then you all go down from there, select the horses you want, bring them back, and then get into the advanced training.
Right. It takes us about 6 months to a year to be able to take them to an event for us to trust them and get them around about 10,000, 20,000 people at a time.
Have you had any incidents horses are essentially dumb animals, and they react to things. Have you had any incidences that have come to mind right now?
There have been no major incidents. That we take pride in that. Every now and then a horse wants to move out of position, but that's really about it.
You know what? That is a big thing, because I've seen horses have been in hundreds and hundreds of parades that have all of a sudden just lost it, and nobody's quite sure why that's happened. Well, I just want to tell you is that Reading and the North State are just really proud to have you all here. You've been here for the parade this year. This is, what, your third year?
Yes, sir.
And you're also doing other things here up in the North State. Where else are you going to?
Right now, we get done up here. We're going back to the rodeo grounds. Then we're going out to probably Cottonwood, and we're doing Red Bluff later on this year. Then we're heading out to Escondido as soon as we leave here for Memorial Day in Lucerne Valley. We're pretty much busy all the way up and down until September.
Okay, and then you have, but you've got in the North State here. You're going to be at the City of Shasta Lake as the year goes by for the Veterans Day Parade. And you've got something going in Red Bluff and something in Anderson. I mean, you're kind of making North State your home up here.
Well, we like it up here. It's very military friendly. A lot of veterans up here, so we get taken care of, and in return, we take care of them.
And it's because of you, sir, that we're up here. So don't sell yourself short. If all your listeners out there, if it wasn't for you, we would never be out here for all the times that we like this town.
Well, you know what? This is thanks. Thanks. But there's a lot of people who've been working on this besides me. And, the fact is that I've always been proud of being a Marine, and the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is kind of epitomizes the military bearing, what the Marine Corps stands for. And
yes, sir.
I'm very proud of y'all.
Thank you very much.
You bring a great deal of pride to the Marine Corps in your actions, so I can't say enough.
It is our honor, sir.
Okay. Well, look, y'all be careful. I understand you got to get out of jail card free from Chief Rob Paletti.
Yes, sir. We got it from him. We just met the boss of the Highway Patrol as well as the sheriff. So I think we're taking care of.
So stay out of trouble. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We are down in Roaring Gulch with thousands of our friends. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding 2 more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. And we are down here at Roaring Gulch. There's thousands of people walking by. We have them all, including Miss Redding Rodeo, Amanda Silva. Good morning.
We're so happy to have you.
Good morning, everybody.
You know, we are also, by the way, we're also streaming live besides on KCNR 1460 at wemultimedia.com/live. You can watch what's happening down here.
So, Miss Redding Rodeo, Amanda, tell us how this week is, how are you enduring this week?
This week has been long and hard, but amazing and great. I love this week from beginning, and I am going to be sad when the end comes around. But today I'm stoked because we got Chicks and Chaps, we got autograph signings at Tri-County's Bank and Boot Barn, and right now we have the pancake breakfast, which is roaring and rocking.
Tell us, what's the most interesting thing that you, as Miss Redding Rodeo, have happened so far as with your reign?
I think it would be last night. I got told I was on fire from a little kid. It was the most adorable thing I've ever seen. My shirt last night was red and it had streaks on it. And she came up to me and she said, "You're on fire!" And it was the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
Well,
Miss
Redding Rodeo, you are on fire.
Yeah, she's a rock. She is a rockin' Miss Redding Rodeo, I'll tell you. Okay, so now let's talk about Chicks and Chaps. Tickets are for sale today. This is the first time ever event that's happening in Redding. It's a model. When we talk about model, it's designed after an organization out of Montana that they're bringing here for breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
Happening. Tickets are still on sale today. Tell us about this event.
Okay, the tickets are still on sale today at the box office. You can go down and get them at the rodeo grounds. It starts at 4 o'clock today. You get to come into the arena, meet all the PRCA cowboys, the top national qualifiers. You get to learn how to rope, how to get on a bucking bull, and you get a tour of our entire bucking chutes, our new kitty chutes that the Mutton Busters go through. And if you were there last night, you saw them. They were the most adorable thing ever.
Well, we're going to be there, and we're going to get down and dirty and all that good stuff.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be bronking.
Nice.
I am looking
forward
to
see that.
Well, we're so happy to have you here. You represent so well.
Thank you so much.
You're a beautiful lady inside and out.
And you know... Oh, sorry, go ahead. Miss Chicks, okay, thank you. Sorry, you looked really tested. You wanted to say something.
I'm ready to bring in the president of the rodeo, of Redding Rodeo, right after you here.
Got it. Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention that the Chicks and Chaps organization, all the money made from that is going directly into our community. For an example, Montana did where they went to the community hospital and they bought all the cancer patients their wigs. So that's what we plan on doing, something like that for the community.
You know, I can't say enough about this. This is the first year for this, and I know it's just going to get bigger and bigger each year, and KCNR is always going to be behind this. And now
we have
our president of the Redding Rodeo Association here. Lee, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be here. It's a beautiful day. Hopefully our this will roll over into our rodeo, and we'll have a big crowd tonight.
Now, I understand we have tickets on sale now, or it'll be at 11 o'clock, and there's still some tickets available.
Yes, they're manning the phones up there at the Civic Auditorium for will call, and then the tickets go on at 11 o'clock at our ticket office, which is right out in front of the rodeo grounds. They'll be opening at 11 o'clock, and I'd sure like to have a lot of people show up.
We're really excited about the entire event, and of course we're down here live at the Pancake Breakfast. Come down and join us. We're going to be broadcasting live, and we also are streaming. Lee, president of the Redding Rodeo Association, and Miss Redding Rodeo, Amanda Silva. You guys are great, and all that you do for the community. We're going to take a break here in a second.
Oh no, yeah, we've got a couple minutes. Okay, now the other thing this is one of the richest events in the Northern California, in this rodeo here.
That's correct.
And we've got every event that you can possibly imagine, including our mutton busting, which is the kids riding a sheep.
That's right.
This year it's awesome. We got new mutton busting chutes, and the kids actually get to be put in the mutton busting chutes just like the bull riders and saddle bronc riders. And they get to burst out in the middle of the performance instead of in the beginning. We get to perform so everybody can see the kids out, unlike before where they couldn't see it because they were in the very beginning. So now it happens right in the middle of performance and everybody gets to see it. It's awesome.
Super. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for stopping by. And anything else?
Thank you for having us, and I'll guarantee you that we're going to put on the best rodeo in Northern California. Thank you very much.
You always do. It is. Now, see who else we have. I see Patrick Jones walking by. Patrick, we got like a minute and a half here. So, good morning there, City Councilman, and running for supervisor.
It's a great place to be. I tell you, everybody in Redding is down here eating pancakes this morning. And Carl and Linda, you guys look great in cowboy hats.
Not too far from home for us.
You know what? We so much enjoy this. I mean, how many of these have you been to, Patrick?
I can't tell you over the years. I mean, it's just during rodeo week, you're always going to come down Friday and eat some pancakes with these guys. This is a great place to be. You know, you see so many friends and acquaintances and business partners and folks that, and you get great food. So what could be better than coming down?
You know, they make, they have something like 15,000 patties, 2,400 pounds of pancake batter, and they move 10,000, 11,000 people through here with such an ease here. you know, it seems like they should be doing our traffic management of the city.
Where in the world can you see your own sheriff flip your own pancake for you?
That's right. And then if you get rowdy, arrest you.
That's it.
Okay, we've got to leave. Patrick Jones running for supervisor. Which district?
District 3, Edith County.
That's right, in city council. But thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks,
Patrick.
Carl. Thanks, Linda.
Okay. Thanks. All right, we're going to take a break.
For the news.
KCNR 1460.
And we'll rejoin Carl and Linda Bott live on location at Roaring Gulch in downtown Reading, site of the annual pancake breakfast. It's all part of Rodeo Week. It's going on until 10 o'clock this morning. And we'll come back with more right after this break from Fox News.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are little changed on this last trading day of the week. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 5 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are both slightly higher. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg rang the Nasdaq's opening bell from the firm's Silicon Valley headquarters. That was the kickoff for the social network's highly anticipated Wall Street debut. Facebook priced its shares at $38 apiece and raised $16 billion last night. Shares of Facebook are set to begin trading on the Nasdaq at 11 a.m. Eastern. With Greece possibly leaving the euro, international drug makers are reportedly weighing emergency plans and efforts to avoid a health catastrophe in that nation. Reuters reports executives at leading drug companies, especially ones with headquarters in Europe, want to have a plan in place to help supply Greece with medicine. They're concerned about the effect on Greek imports if that nation drops out of the euro and returns to a devalued drachma. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks in the Newlywed Game, and I really hope to see you at America's greatest game shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show, Swipe to Win, for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Bob Eubanks on Thursday, May 31st.
Here's how you could be part of the excitement.
May 3rd through May 30th, Swipe to Win, Play to Win, Stay to Win, plus play bingo, slots, table games, and poker for yet another chance to win show tickets. At America's Greatest Game Shows, everyone wins, but you have to play at Wind River Casino to be a part of our live audience. Over $20,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes, plus your chance at $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's greatest game shows.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. For details on America's greatest game shows, log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up all already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Car Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. I'm not sure what time it is, but it's probably like 7:35. We're down here in Roaring Gulch with thousands of North State people getting their 2,500 pounds of batter for breakfast and their 15,000 sausage patties. And I'm sitting here with our Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Free Fire listeners. Happy Redding and Shasta County Day.
And I'm also sitting here with the editor of the Record Searchlight, Silas Lyons.
Good morning. Good to be back on with you so soon.
Yeah, well, you know what, Silas, you're sitting there in your apron. Prepping for a new job here.
We're going to start. We're going to start a rumor here. Record Searchlight editor seeks future as pancake flipper. Yes, absolutely. But I got to tell you, Carl. Every time I come out here, I get a few more tips from the Cowboys, and my pancakes are getting a little less awful. So, yeah, give me another 10 years or so, I may switch careers after all.
Well, I was watching you, and I have to admit, you were letting them bubble to the right amount, and you were flipping them without losing them. As I do when I'm over there.
I was careful while you were watching.
The crowds are showing up in droves to eat them.
It is amazing. You know, all these, like half of Redding turns out to have breakfast together on these days. It really is one of the coolest things about living here.
Now, Jim Nielsen, Assemblyman, you had a story about.
Yeah, you know, right. This is not a commercial. This is actually a personal interest story. Sitting right across from us is a producer's dairy truck. That's a dairy from Fresno. I was raised on our family dairy down there. Producer's Dairy, big advertising attraction, was Hopalong Cassidy. And some of us do remember who he was, one of the truly greatest country stars of all time. And he was my hero of heroes as a young boy. Well, when I met Marilyn, I fell in love with her. But when I found out she was Hopalong Cassidy's second cousin, it was all over, man. And it just goes to show how much over my head I married. Hopalong Cassidy.
Well, you know, I remember Hopalong Cassidy when I grew up, and the thing about it is that Hopalong Cassidy was a man that understood marketing and bought the rights to Hopalong Cassidy. And he then became a multimillionaire selling Hopalong Cassidy little gun sets. He had, lunch pails, you name it. He sold it.
Anyway, but we are still talking about him today. So
and the
clearly,
most important
clearly.
Thing, though, those cowboy stars, Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, Hopalong, they taught values to our youth. They were good examples. And I don't think we have such good examples.
They weren't anti-heroes. They were. They had signed the Cowboys Pledge, which was always be good for people and all that. Okay, Silas, how many more people you think are going to come through? How many people have come through so far?
Well, it's really hard to say. I think there's a good chance, just based on seeing past years, that they're close to their record or they're at it this year. I mean, that's just a guesstimate, but it is slammed out there. Started out a little slow, but it is, the lines are long and people are happy. Everybody's having a good time. But I can't count while I'm flipping pancakes. Are you kidding? They really would have been all over the ground.
Well, to Silas's point, this is a real coming together for Redding in the North State. And that is a bond of a community. This event every year helps keep us together as a community.
You know, I think you're right. You know, and where we have our divisions, you know, the bottom line is that the North State is a great place to live. It's got such huge potential. And that I believe as a community, we can push ourselves forward. This is going to be great. Okay, well, thanks a lot. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We have a lot of other people standing by. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward.
this project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Medical Home Care Professionals, Shasta County Veteran Services, Wellness One, ILSNC Vision Resource, U.S. Bank Corp Investments, and Simpson University. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. No, something bullshit. We call it... And it's roaring today with over 10,000 of our best friends in the Reading area. Currently 57 degrees here in downtown Reading. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 85. Right now the sun is basking on my face and I'm loving it. We are having a great time so far. This has just been a rocking morning, hasn't it, Carl?
You know, it really has. And, people are coming by and we're able to talk. You see everybody that's, that it's in the North State somehow manages to filter through the pancake breakfast. And we have with us today, we have Brian Daly, who is currently a supervisor out of Lassen County, but running for the First Assembly District. In the current elections. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here, and man, what a great turnout. It's awesome to see all these people come out and support the Asphalt Cowboys and what they do here in Northern California. You can go to just about any community in this First Assembly District, and they have events like this, and it's just amazing that the people that turn out to support our communities.
Well, you know, when you move 11,000 people through an area, it's quite interesting. And, you know, just the traffic management of it, I would think that the politicians should study how they do this so that we don't have to worry about jammed highways anymore.
Well, I'm taking note. I was up in Aetna just a couple of weeks ago to a rodeo in Aetna, and there was like 1,200 people there in the little town of Aetna for a rodeo. So the people do turn out in these smaller communities, and you don't find this in Sacramento and L.A., but you can find it here in the North State.
Well, Brian, you've been on the campaign trail. We're very curious, and you share with our listeners, what has this experience been for you while you're running in this particular campaign?
You know, I have met some of the most wonderful people on this campaign trail. You know, people are ready for something different. They want something more from their
government than what they've been getting, which is mainly debt. And I believe that I can bring that. We in Lassen County are debt-free. We're the only county in the state, to my knowledge, that's debt-free. And I want to take that same message to Sacramento and take the debt away so that my children and your children and our businesses have a better future here in California.
That's really cool. I want to share with our listeners something really funny that you said. Before you came on, I said, where's your cowboy hat? You said, I wear hats all the time, but real farmers wear baseball caps.
You know, that was the rule, you know, the PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, is you've got to wear cowboy hats. Otherwise, everybody's out, you know, wearing the baseball caps.
Yeah,
okay, well, you know, Ryan Daly, running for the first assembly district and good guy.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you what you guys do for our community with your radio station. And Reading is just an outstanding community here. I really enjoy it.
It is. It is a great place. Okay, thanks a lot,
Thank
Ron.
You. Thanks for
thanks
having
so
me
much,
on.
Thanks so much, Brian, for stopping by. And by the way, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know that there's live music every Friday and Saturday night out at Anselmo Vineyards. Have lots of friends stopping by. Bonnie McConnell, hello. Friends that we love to go out to Anselmo Vineyards with and enjoy their fabulous food. Well, with us now, are we going to take a break first?
No, we're fine.
Oh,
that's
great.
Fine.
Well, good.
We
excellent.
Can't take a break.
I
with,
love it. We're on a roll.
Oh, here.
Oh, you got to keep working. Work, work, work.
Sheriff Pope is our guest at the moment, and it's you're always going to be called Sheriff Pope in my mind. When you come through, you're a star. You know that? You're just a star that's been here, and every time you come into a room, you light it up. Welcome to our show.
Well, you sure kind of humble me there, young lady. Thanks for being down here and supporting the breakfast and the community, and like you guys do, are so supportive of good things that are going on, and this is one of the good things.
Well, this is a great, this is a great community. How could you not support the North State and Reading? You know, I mean, you know, when you get events like this, and you get people that genuinely care about what's going on with each other. I mean, you've seen this, Jim.
Yeah, you do, and it's one of the unique things here. You know, as you travel around and go different places, there's so much ingratitude, so much disrespect. And around our county, we've got a great county, great city, great community, and people care for one another, like you say.
Well, now, how long have you been an asphalt cowboy?
Well, probably since about 1990, when I was first elected sheriff. You kind of become the overseer, somewhat. You don't run the operation, but you're kind of there. And they become part of they're part of our search and rescue and other things that are going on. So since 1990, and then I've been in the Rodeo Association since, clear back to 1966 when it was the Shasta County Sheriff's Posse, so.
Well, I think about the energy that you guys put out. It's pretty amazing how you have to kind of keep yourself, you know, where do you find this reserve? Because this is not only the pancake breakfast, I'm just talking about event after event, and you're always, Jim, you show up to so many events. You are really so supportive of the community by showing up and supporting events. Even not, you're always an asphalt cowboy. You're always a sheriff. But just, how do you find the energy?
Well, I'm kind of wondering about that because I just had a birthday 2 months ago, and I turned halfway to 142. So,
but you're just middle aged then.
I'm hanging in there. But the thing is, you know, we start like last Friday night. We had the top hand dinner. Then the steak feed on Saturday night, the rodeo kickoff, and then all week we've been doing things. We had to, you know, yesterday I come down, helped them. We set up all these tables and chairs, around 800 of them, I think, and all everything else. And then we had the kiddie parade yesterday afternoon in the mall. That and the rodeo, today this, tonight the rodeo, tomorrow morning the parade, and then the rodeo Saturday night. And in between, there's a lot of other things, like you say, going. So we just sort of go from, I guess, one thing to the other and maybe get a cat nap here and there.
That's what we're looking for is cat naps.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, our guest has been Sheriff Jim Pope, and, I mean, a fixture in our community.
You people always humble me.
Well, it's true.
I just appreciate your help and support.
Well, we appreciate what you've done for our community.
Thank you. All right. Well, still trying to serve as best I can, you know.
Well, you still are. You've never stopped serving. You know, and that you can't beat that.
Well, I kind of few years ago I wrote something. I said, let God have your life and let people be your life. And I kind of think that kind of describes me. People are my life.
Well, you know what? That's great.
So, anyway.
So what was that again? So give God.
I said, let God have your life and let people be your life, you know.
That's great.
So that's kind of,
yeah,
kind of describes me somewhat, I think. So.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, God bless you guys, okay?
Hey, I see Sheriff Tom Basenko out there. Let's get the newer one. Hey, Tom.
Thank you.
Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, you go from one sheriff to the next.
Well, I want to tell everybody that we are right now, just besides we're streaming, we're also streaming the video on WEMultimedia.com/live/live. So you can watch what's going on right here at the Roaring Goats at the Pancake Breakfast. Thanks to Wade Riggs.
This is where you get to say hello to everybody.
Sheriff Tom, say hello. Look at you. You're ready.
I'm ready. I was down here at about 5 o'clock this morning. 4 o'clock came real early since I got home at midnight from the rodeo because I'm a member of the Rodeo Association. Having a great time down here. Great weather.
Man.
If you missed last night's rodeo, you missed a great show. And, of course, it goes on tonight.
Absolutely.
And
tickets
Saturday
still
night.
For sale.
Tickets are still for sale. You can come on down and get tickets down for the rodeo tonight. And then don't forget the great big Redding Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And myself and Chief Robert Paletti, we're the co-grand marshals.
Oh.
And we're going to be on our Harley-Davidsons leading the parade.
That's right. You know what? Harley's. You know, Harley-Davidson's. Now, the ticket office is going to open at 11 o'clock today, so it's going to be opening earlier. And would you say something about
I think we're coming up on a break, if I'm not mistaken.
No, take us out, because you do that very, very well.
Sheriff Tom is going to be the guest host for next a week from today on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Show. We're going to be talking about AB 109, the realignment.
Wow.
And we're coming up on a break. Who's going to be our sponsor for the break, Carl?
We're going to come back, and we're going to thank
Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew.
All right. Great sponsor.
Okay. What?
Well, KCNR 1460, we'll be right back. We're live down here at the Pancake Breakfast.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County, paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We are live here at the Pancake Breakfast down at the
Roaring
Gulch. And our guest right now with, of course, the Asphalt Cowboys and a very, very good friend and Marine.
Good morning.
Gordon Bach. Thank you so much. We love all that you've done. And you know what? I just wanted to let everybody know that we're going to have temperatures today of around 85 degrees, mostly clear tonight, with temperatures around 54. It's a fabulous day. I got to run. I'm running back to the station where I'm going to be broadcasting from there. We're going to go back and forth. Sharon Clark's going to be there with some of the
Senior Expo people.
There we go. So I'm going to take off, and we'll be back. I'm going to come back at after 9 and have some of these great pancakes.
Absolutely.
Will you save us some, Gordon? Can
absolutely.
You, okay.
You bet. Okay. 30,000 pancakes today.
Okay, Gordon, you're looking at 11,000 people.
And we're probably going to get 11,000 people. The lines are long, but they're moving really fast.
They are moving fast.
So I think that's a good indication of how many people we're going to have here today.
Well, you know what? You've just done a great job. And now you head up to Asphalt Cowboys.
Well, we have fun, and we don't take ourselves very seriously. But I got to be the top hand this year, and that's kind of neat.
It is kind of neat. Well, it's done through hard work and a lot of community service.
And, well, if you can last long around this place for 12 years, I guess that's what happened.
Okay. Hey, again, thank you so much, Gordon. And,
you bet.
And by the way, Gordon Bach was really instrumental in the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard coming and staying.
And who's down here? Who's down here right now?
Who's
signing
right
autographs
now
and giving away pictures?
Okay. All right, Gordon. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, Carl.
We have a lot of people walking by, and I see Gordon. I see Gregory Chittle. Come on in. And his good morning. How are you doing,
Sir Carl?
Great, Chittle.
How are you?
Cheadle for Congress.
Yes, sir.
How's that going?
It's going great. Going great. Having a good time. Very rewarding.
Is it what you thought it was going to be?
It's what I thought it was going to be and more. And even worse now with the scandal coming out. it's comical, you know.
Well, they have been hitting the papers here lately.
Yeah, I mean, it's comical.
Yeah. What are you going to be doing this week? It's getting close.
Today I'm here, then I'm leaving shortly to go to Paradise. Saturday I'll be still in Paradise, and Sunday Chico, then back to Reading on Monday.
Okay, so you're always you're on the move the whole time.
On the move. I need to borrow your helicopter.
Well, my helicopter, yeah. Don't I wish I had a helicopter?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about the 10,000?
You know what? This is what I find fascinating about Reading. You can have this many people together, and they're having a great time. There's no shooting, no gang banging, none of that stuff. These are people having a great time. And it shows how good a city Reading is, how very livable it is. And that's why I like living here, because it's a very livable city. I mean, this is incredible. Look at this. Look at all these people.
And this is
having
year
a great time.
After year after year. And the only thing they want to do is feed more people.
Yeah. I mean, look, everybody's happy, the kids, the parents, it's great.
Yeah, I don't see too much unhappiness.
No, I mean, and this, you know, to have the city come together like this annually is just amazing to me.
Well, our guest here, you know what, there's so many people just come in and sit down.
Yeah.
Thank you for Congress, run for Congress, and we
yes,
met
sir.
You before that.
Yeah.
And
I've been running for a whole year now.
That's right, you have been. And we were talking also about you coming on the station at one time.
Yeah.
You know, you and a friend of yours. It sounded like such an interesting show. Maybe at some point we can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll get back on.
Yeah.
Just anytime. I'm available.
All right. Okay.
I appreciate you, Carl.
You
all right. Good to see you in London. All right. Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. We got a. Okay. We just got a couple minutes left. This talk is trying to round this up. There's right now the pancake breakfast is going to go till 10 o'clock. They are running people through. The lines are still here, but they're getting much less. We've got today there's the Chicks and Chaps. It's a breast cancer fundraiser, and women can get in there and get in the chutes and actually ride one of those little bucking machines and not a rope ball, no matter what they say. Then they get to see what happens at a rodeo. And then, of course, tonight the rodeo. And tomorrow the Reading Rodeo Parade begins at 10 o'clock. Get your seats downtown. Linda and I will be there. In fact, most of our people from KCNR are going to be there announcing the rodeo. Rachel Lane and Lisa B and Linda and I. So we're there to welcome the rodeo. And then again, the rodeo tomorrow night. Tonight, and remember, the tickets are on sale, going on sale at 11 o'clock today down at the rodeo ground. 11 o'clock or the Civic Center. All right, I'm going to turn this back to Linda. We're going to break for the news, and she's down there with all of our friends from the Senior Expo and Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. I think you're going to enjoy that, and we'll just break in occasionally as we can. So, how much time I got, Bob? 10 seconds. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
All right, thank you, Carl. Linda and Sharon will be along after Fox News at the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I'm Facebook!
It's a party at Facebook's headquarters. The social networker stock soon will trade on Wall Street, making some employees millionaires, even billionaires.
On the ground here, our producers have heard of Porsche orders going up at the local Porsche dealer from Facebook employees. Average asking price for big houses here in Palo Alto, $1.6 million.
That's Fox Business Network Shivani Joshi. Facebook priced its shares at $38 each, and we're still awaiting the first trade on it. Meanwhile, we're not seeing all that much action overall on the market. The Dow is up only slightly. President Obama pledging more aid to Africa.
We're launching a major new partnership to reduce hunger and lift tens of millions of people from poverty.
It's a $3 billion initiative with pledges from the private sector. Now, the president next sits down with France's new leader ahead of two summits, one in Camp David on an economic front, and then the NATO gathering in Chicago. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
France's new socialist president, François Hollande, could be a problem for the administration on Afghanistan. He campaigned on pulling out French combat troops by year's end. National Security Advisor Tom Donilon hopes that he'll meet his obligations in Afghanistan some other way.
You can make all kinds of contributions. You can make combat troop contributions. You can make train and assist kinds of contributions. You can make other kinds of contributions.
It's also unclear where he will stand on Iran and Syria. As for the Eurozone crisis, Hollande made resistance to austerity moves the main focus of his campaign. There he could prove an ally to President Obama, who opposes Europe's newfound frugality as well. Dave?
Mike, more American casualties today in Afghanistan.
Taliban rockets killed two U.S. troops in eastern Afghanistan today. Six others were wounded when insurgents launched a barrage of fire at an American base in Kunar province.
Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul. And at the House, a defense spending bill amendment that would have ended the indefinite detention of terror suspects without trial was defeated. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insole. Available at Walmart.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system. Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
John Edwards' jury is now deliberating whether the Democrat broke campaign laws using donations to hide an affair running for president in 2008. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Dave, it comes down to which liar will the jury believe?
John Edwards, who denied his affair with Riel Hunter, then said it was a very short encounter and then owned up to a year-long relationship that produced a child. Or Andrew Young, the former Edwards aide, who at one time claimed that he was the father of Hunter's child. The defense says Young was the mastermind of the whole money diversion scheme. The prosecution says Young couldn't have done it without Edwards' participation.
Now, Rachel, we're learning more about Florida's Neighborhood Watch shooting. Prosecutors releasing a lot of evidence, including eyewitness accounts of what happened when George Zimmerman fought Trayvon Martin.
He goes, "Man, I got blood on my face." I go, "Yeah, you got blood all over, man." And then I look over, and he's got blood in the back of his head. I go, "You all right, man?" He goes, "Ah, man, the guy, he was beating up on me, so I had to shoot him."
And Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin at very close range. The original lead detective investigating believed it would not have happened if Zimmerman did not confront the teenager. A Georgia woman keeps losing her battle with a flesh-eating bacteria. Amy Copeland is going to lose her hands and her other foot. She's already lost a leg. Her father calls the 24-year-old incredibly courageous, not shedding a tear at the news. She got the bacteria after falling and getting a deep cut while zip-living over a Georgia river May 1st. Now, there's another case of flesh-eating bacteria in the same hospital in Georgia. A landscaper got injured, and it spread from his back to his abdomen. And Bobby Vaughn's ex-wife says,
"It was kind of scary at first because we, for some reason, it was like every 2 days when they would go to check. It was spreading still."
Vaughn has undergone 5 surgeries and has had nearly 2 pounds of infected tissue removed from his body. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's been one of those run around town mornings. Just came back into the station. Carl's still down there at Roaring Gulch, live at the Pancake Breakfast. But I'm here with something really exciting with my good friend Sharon Clark. We're talking about the Spring Senior Expo, which is going to be happening May 23rd from 8 to 1. Sharon, why don't you just kick off, because you've got a room full of people that are fabulous vendors and really have great products. You look beautiful today. What's going on?
Wonderful. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for having us. We are so excited to educate all of our senior audience and their caregivers and families on all of our services. The Senior Expo is happening inside Macy's next Wednesday. That's the 23rd. You and Carl won't be there, but your station will be there doing a live remote. And we will start everything at 8 in the morning down there. This year, we have special goodie bags. The first 100 seniors all get a $10 gas card plus a pill box, a pill splitter, a hand sanitizer, and I think one more thing. But anyway, they get a really special goodie bag, the first 100. Of course, every seniors get a bag, but the first 100 seniors will line up inside the mall, outside Macy's Court. We'll have breakfast and lunch served. We'll have about 45 vendors there. We're doing a Keurig coffee demonstration throughout the event. We're going to give away 2 Keurig coffee makers.
That's fabulous.
Which is brand new for us.
Yes.
We're going to have, at 1 o'clock, 3 100 drawings for Macy's Shopping Sprees, and everybody must be present to win. So for those of you that haven't come to the event before, you just come on up to Macy's through the mall entrance. You'll get your goodie bag and a passport with about 15 different vendors on it. Go to their booth, visit, collect some goodies from them, enjoy some food. Once that passport's signed off, enter it back into a box for that drawing for the Macy's Shopping Spree, and then you can just hang out and enjoy the day. And Macy's also has a bunch of sales. It's Memorial Day, so I might have to check that out while I'm there. Memorial Day sale will be going on.
Last year, when we were there, you had a bunch of people that came early. I mean, if they really want to get in on the bag, and you know what I think?
Oh, they started showing up at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and the mall actually opens at, I think.
Yeah, 6:30 they'll be able to get in.
6:30. Mm-hmm. So we know a lot of people like to walk the mall.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the big star of that bag, besides everything else I heard, you know, is the pill splitter.
Oh, yeah, everybody needs a pill splitter.
Everybody has to have a pill splitter.
I've got out my butter knife a couple times when I couldn't find mine.
Forget
it's definitely not easy.
Everywhere.
That's right.
Hey, you know, we do have to go to a regular segment that we have here. Of course, you're listening to KCNR 1460, and every 5 after, 10 after, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 is our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening with the Market Minute?
Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 22 points at 12,464. The S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1,308, and the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 2,816. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 1 penny at $6.99, and Pfizer down 5 cents at 22.51. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is down 2 cents at $9.14, and Bank of Commerce is up 5 cents at $3.98. We are still waiting for Facebook to begin trading this morning. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.37%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down a quarter at $92.31. Precious metals, gold is up 1970 at $15.94.60, and silver is up 81 cents at $28.83. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thanks, Kathy, and we'll have, of course, the Wells Fargo Moment again on at 9:10. I'm here live in the studio with Sharon Clark talking about the Spring Senior Expo, and that's what we're going to be doing the next hour. But back and forth, we're going to throw it back to Carl out at the Pancake Breakfast. What's going on?
I'm trying to get her.
Okay, we're back down here at Roaring Gulch, and what a great time of the year. Not only is a big Pancake Breakfast, but Senior Expo going on and all the great things that happens there. But our guest right now for the next couple of seconds is Senator Doug LaMalfa.
How you doing?
What do you think about this, Doug?
Great turnout. I've been coming to this for years, and, man, this town really pulls together tight for the cause here, like this weekend, as well as things that really need to be helped out in the community, too. So I'm really proud of how this community pulls together.
Well, you know, you're always here for all these events, and it's good to see our representatives here.
I love getting out in the district. You know, I think that's it's important, and I actually have a good time at it. So, you know, not everybody can say that.
Well, you know, it's not an easy job out campaigning, that's for sure.
No, you hit your turbulence once in a while, but, you know, little things happen here. But it's election season, and mountains tend to be made of molehills over that. So, I mean, if people can't take a little political satire, then they must be a little too thin-skinned to go have to deal with Nancy Pelosi, would be my comment on the thing.
Okay. Hey, we're going to toss this back to Linda, but Senator Doug LaMalfa, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, and great to see you.
And good luck.
Always, you guys do a great job here. Pleasure being with you, man.
You bet. Okay, this is back to Linda and our Senior Expo.
Hey, Sharon Clark is here. We're going to take a break. Sharon, you've got some guests.
Yes, I'm really excited. We've got some of our main sponsors here, so we'll hear more from them after the break, and they'll talk about what their businesses do and what people can expect to see down at the Expo with them.
That sounds really great. Of course, the Expo again is May 23rd. We'll be back. You're going to hear some great stuff. We'll be throwing it back and forth from Carl. You'll hear some live stuff that's happening down. But you know even better what's coming up here at Senior Expert, the Expo, the experts at Senior Expo. KCNR 1460.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki-style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all-new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York-style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lotto Secco organic local pork, including chops, roast, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wintour Garden.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents Nana's Naughty Knickers, written by Catherine DeSalvino and directed by Janessa Britton. Naughty knickers aren't the only secret that will be exposed when Granny's dirty laundry is aired in this risque comedy. You thought Victoria had a secret? Wait till you see this. Weekends through June 16th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade box office or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. I'm in here. I kind of kicked Linda out of the studio for a second, and we're in here promoting the Senior Expo. We'll be heading back down to Carl at the Pancake Breakfast in a few minutes. But in this meantime, I wanted to introduce one of the vendors, the main sponsors that will be down with me at the Expo. Again, if you haven't participated as a senior or a vendor, it's this coming Wednesday, May 23rd, inside Macy's in the Mount Shasta Mall. And one of our main sponsors who's supported our event for a few years now is Marlene from Precious Cargo. Welcome, Marlene.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate you having me this morning.
No problem. Well, I know what you do, and a lot of people, my clients, still I have to educate them on what non-emergency medical transport means. So why don't you just throw it out there for us?
Well, first of all, we love serving the community of Reading. We have such wonderful clients. We don't meet grumpy people. I believe that you get out what you put in. We treat everyone like they're our favorite grandma or favorite grandpa, and we just adore our clients. They become part of our family, and we transport them to and from medical appointments. We do hospital discharges. You can go on one of our new power gurneys if that's what the doctor orders. And it's really neat. It's no longer the manual. It saves everybody's labor, and it's a lot more comfortable for the patients, too. And we're just really excited about what we do. We get calls 24 hours a day. We can take your appointments anytime. We do last-minute calls. If you want to go to a wedding, we can do that. If you want to go to a funeral, whatever you need to go to, we can help you out with that.
In fact, I just had a family last week call me. The husband is his wife's caregiver, and he is going through cancer treatment, and they live in a home that has about 25 stairs up to the front door. And his brother called to see if I had someone that could get him from the hospital and get him up those 25 stairs. And I said, well, let me give you Precious Cargo's number. I said, they're wonderful, burly men will come and, you know, whether it's wheelchair or gurney, and get him safely up there. And he was out of town. He was from out of town and didn't realize the services. But a lot of people end up having a loved one who is under the weather, who isn't bearing weight or is having some mobility problems, and they don't realize what you guys do. And then they're kind of manhandling this individual in and out of a car, which is very dangerous for the client and for the family member, potentially getting hurt or, you know, someone falling. So I educate a lot of people because why not call you guys? It's perfect.
Absolutely. And we can help you out. A lot of times people can no longer get their grandma inside the car. Somebody has taken their back out trying to lift her into the back seat. And it's a whole lot easier if we have a wheelchair lift that we can put her on, get her in that van. She's more comfortable and they're more comfortable too.
Now, can the caregiver ride in the van?
Yes, the caregiver can ride along. Just give us enough notice so that we can make that arrangement.
That is so wonderful. I know we have referred you guys many times, especially on the hospital discharges, because even if someone was very mobile before, they generally have had a decline, they're weaker, and you don't want to get them in the car and get them home and then realize how much mobility they've lost. This is not a good time in the garage to try to figure this out. So I'm always like, let's get Precious Cargo, let's get them home, then we can assess it and decide, you know, how we're going to transport them in the future. But one of the things I think I forget is that it's not just medical stuff that you guys will do, because sometimes you have someone who's not real mobile who wants to get their nails done or, you know, once they get their hair done or go to the wedding, like you said. So those are great reasons,
go to the wedding or go home for Mother's Day or go home for Christmas. We do specials on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day because it's so much easier when you can get grandma or grandma from the nursing home that they're in and get them home to your place. You can do the cooking and get all the guests over, and we'll provide the transportation and we'll bring grandma to your doorstep.
Now, when you're at the expo this Wednesday, will you have one of your gurneys there?
We will have our gurney on display so you can see how it works. The men are always impressed with that DeWalt battery.
Wonderful. Well, Marlene will be at our expo. Again, it's coming up this next Wednesday from 8 to 1 inside Macy's. We will have about 45 vendors throughout the store, upstairs and downstairs. Breakfast and lunch will be served. 1460 Free Fire Radio will be there doing a live remote outside Macy's in the morning from 7 to 9. We will have the first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag. So that has a $10 gas card inside along with some other goodies. So you can start lining up anytime between 6:30 and 8. We will be giving out tickets to the first 100 people so you don't have to stay in line. We've had issues of, you know, people trying to line up and you know, you'd think we'd learn by now not to cut in line, but I do now a little blue ticket. So everybody, the first 100 people have that blue ticket and they can come right in and get their VIP bag. So is it time to head back over to Carl?
We can do so anytime
okay.
you like, Sharon.
Well, we're going to be back in a minute with some more vendors. Margie Wapshaw will be with us. We'll talk about what she's going to do at our Senior Expo, and we'll throw it back down to Carl to pancake breakfast.
Hey, Sharon, thank you so much. You know what? I can't wait for the Senior. You know, the Senior Expo is such a great time. We've been there every year. But with me right now is Frank Silva, and he's wearing a hat with bullhorns on it. What exactly is this?
I just kind of dress up like a rodeo clown, you know, a lot of respect for the clowns out there taking on those bulls. So I just like showing a little respect. So.
Well, you're a great guy. How long have you been associated with Reading Rodeo?
I've been with Reading Rodeo now for 25 years. I've been doing this kind of clown thing for about 18, 20 years. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, now you've got something else going on in this rodeo of 2012 too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got my daughter. She's our rodeo queen here. She's standing over here making fun of me and all that stuff. So trying to get me to laugh.
She is a delightful person too. So what's the strangest thing that's happened? Well, in your tenure of being in the rodeo, what's the strangest thing that's happened to you, do you think?
I
know you're going off here, your phone's going off, but I mean, it's been like when you start having parades, trying to keep everything in place, anything happened at the rodeo that was a little strange? I mean, strange.
You know, each year it just gets to be more and more people and have a lot, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger. So.
Well, you're enjoying it though, and you've been here a long time.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Like I said, 25 years. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be here.
What do you do when you're not doing this?
I work for the state of California.
Oh. Well, that's okay. That doesn't make you a bad person.
I know. So.
Hey, okay, look, we're going to toss this back to the studios with Sharon and Linda and Senior Expo. This is Carl. We're down here at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of our closest friends.
We through.
Well, welcome back. Thanks, Carl. It sounds like it's such a fun time down there. I definitely want to make sure I get down there next year. But what I'm doing here today, again, this is Sharon Clark from Home Helpers and heading up the Senior Expo again in Macy's this coming Wednesday, May 23rd. And joining me right now in the studio is one of our main sponsors, Margie Wapshaw from Margie Wapshaw Insurance. Welcome, Margie.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
So, Margie, you've been how many times to the expo now?
Oh, gosh. I want to say probably 6 or 7.
Right. And this is your second year, I think, as a main sponsor.
Yes.
And so Margie's space will be right out front of Macy's in the court there. And I know that a lot of my clients, Margie, continually have questions regarding Medicare and the supplements and whether they need them or not. And you're going to be down there and able to educate people that have those questions, or they can set up a time to meet with you to discuss that in detail.
Yes, I can answer any questions that anyone has about Medicare and help you navigate through the maze. It's very, very confusing. I represent several companies, so I can find the company that best meets your needs. Typically, people are on Plan F. Plan F coverage is the same regardless of what company you're with, but the prices vary dramatically. Recently, we've had a few companies with rate increases. We've also had one company with a rate decrease. So it's always a good idea to to check to see if you've got the best plan.
Revisit that. And you know, sometimes I think if people get a little bit overwhelmed with calling your office and making an appointment, and it's so formal. So this is a great opportunity for people, while you're down there, to get to know Margie a little bit, ask her a few questions, and it's kind of that low-stress environment. I find a lot of people are feeling more comfortable to come up and talk and go, you know, I've always wondered, it's not so formal as an office setting. So
right, and I've been doing this for 21 years, so I've got lots of knowledge. I've been to, you know, kept myself well-educated on the Medicare, and I'm always happy to answer questions, and I just love working with the seniors.
And I think it's hard too when some seniors, as they're aging, their kids end up trying to come in and look at the plans, and they are not on Medicare yet, so they're very not unfamiliar with it. So if you're a child of a senior, it's great for you to understand what the coverages your parent has. As I mentioned to Margie before we came on air, I had a client that they decided to cancel one of their supplemental plans. It ended up having a huge over $20,000 out-of-pocket expense. So if you're a child of a senior and you're not real familiar with the coverages, it's good to educate yourself and understand. Because, again, annually people should be reevaluating what plans they're on. And
yes, they should.
Your medications change, your health diagnoses change, and the different plans and what they cover can be all over. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks, Margie, for joining us. When we come back, we'll talk with Mike from Northern Rehab.
Hi there, this is Christy Camp from Wind River Casino. Wind River Casino and Redding Rancheria are partnering up with Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. I'll be dancing with the stars to raise money for Shasta Women's Refuge. Join us on Wednesday, May 23rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Elements Restaurant, located inside Wind River Casino, to support myself and Monica in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. 20% of all sales will go to the benefit of Shasta Women's Refuge. We'll be featuring our new Kansas City style smoked pork rib starting at $12.95. Dine and donate with us on May 23rd and support us in our fundraising for helping victims of domestic violence. But that's not all. Play Double Action Bingo all month long. Only $3 a game for a chance at $500. 10% of all Double Action sales go to the Shasta Women's Refuge. You can also help by purchasing a star at the River Club. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. You can also look for Team Chris and Monica on Facebook. And remember, it's always better on the river.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsredding.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Sharon Clark. I kind of hijacked the studio from Linda for a little bit to talk about Senior Expo this morning, and we're going to check in with Carl back down at the Pancake Breakfast here in a few minutes. But I've been meeting with some of my main sponsors of the Senior Expo coming up this next Wednesday, May 23rd, inside Macy's. Joining me now is Mike from Northern Rehab Equipment. Mike, tell our listeners what they can expect from your booth down there on Wednesday.
You know, thanks, Sharon, for bringing us on. I really enjoy this expo every year. This is my second year, so I'm excited to see how it goes. But, you know, we'll be down there out in front of Macy's as well with some mobility equipment. We've got scooters and power wheelchairs. We've got some companion chairs and different colors and grades and different kinds. Mm-hmm. So that way they can take a look at them and see what their choices are.
And again, it's that non-threatening environment, as I mentioned before with Margie. Sometimes just being able to look around and touch and feel and meet you. And a lot of people don't realize what equipment's available. I'm constantly educating my clients and their families. And a lot, sometimes Medicare will cover some of this. So you can also talk to them about that.
A lot of times they do. I mean, you've heard the commercials where they talk about there's no cost to you for power mobility. And that is absolutely true. There are certain ways that we can take care of that. I mean, you don't have to go to one of those big box stores in order to get those agreements with Medicare and Medi-Cal. We can do that right here in Redding, California, mm-hmm. where you can get your full service. You know, you get the warranty, the guarantee right here in town. And if something goes wrong, all you got to do is pick up the phone and make a phone call. We'll come out and take care of it for you, and there's no charge, instead of having one of those big box stores where you've got to go through all this mailing stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're right on board with the rest of the world.
That's
with
wonderful.
All that.
That's wonderful. And I know a lot of my clients, when they are homebound, they see the 1-800 number, and that's the easiest solution at the time, it seems.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity for you to educate their caregivers and families and them on what, and you guys will deliver the equipment.
Oh yeah, we deliver the equipment. We'll bring them into the store or go out to their home and size them, make sure that they fit into the chair or the mobility device the way that they should, that it fits into their home. If we need to make any changes on that, we can do that right there. Mm-hmm. And then we'll order it to fit them. So same thing.
And yeah. I know with my clients, a lot of times it's that shower bench. That's hard to go buy somewhere. Because they're trying to explain to you what the shower is. Maybe the shower that they want to put it in isn't the right one to put it in.
That's
so you guys can come out and kind of look at that for them and make suggestions.
We've got an amazing staff with over 350 years of experience amongst the staff, which mm-hmm. is really irreplaceable. We've got a 6,000 square foot showroom and over 23 employees. So, you know, we're a very well established business, been in the area for over 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so, we've been doing this for a while.
Wonderful.
And we love to serve the community and the seniors.
Well, we're looking forward to having Mike and his staff down at the expo next Wednesday. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460 with more Free Fire Radio.
And we'll check back in with Carl at the Pancake Breakfast after this.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Facebook's founder cheered like a rock star. Outside Facebook's headquarters, a big crowd watched Mark Zuckerberg press a button to begin the day on the NASDAQ. The stock that will make him a billionaire had trouble getting going trading. It looks like it has just started, and it is up about 12% in early activity on Wall Street to over $42. It was priced at $38. Two U.S. troops are dead in an insurgents attack in Afghanistan, just ahead of the NATO summit in Chicago, where the U.S. will not apologize to Pakistan over last year's airstrike that killed Pakistani soldiers.
U.S. officials tell Fox News the administration will not apologize for the incident. The reasons include the U.S. determination that the Pakistani soldiers were firing on American positions, as well as a general easing of tensions over the incident.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. Pakistan closed a key route for NATO supplies at the border in retaliation. Fox News. We report. You decide.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Accent Care, Kirkwood Assisted Living, California Telephone Access Program, Reading Acupuncture, Comfort Keepers, Robert Bishop Insurance, U.S. Senior Vets, Shasta Estates, and Hilltop Estates. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
This Memorial Day, honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is Steve Jorgensen. Join us on Monday, May 28th, starting at 5:55 in the afternoon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. The program will focus on the significance, traditions, and history of why we as a nation observe Memorial Day each year. Be a part of this special event to honor our heroes at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, Monday, May 28th, beginning at 5:55. Thank you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. We're live here at KCNR 1460, and we've been talking with Sharon Clark and some of the fabulous vendors that are going to be at the Spring Senior Expo. And right now, we are going to throw it live to Carl down at the Pancake Breakfast. Hi, honey. What's going on?
Hey, hon. You know what? It is even getting bigger. There's going to be more people coming. I'm watching Marines walking through here. I'm watching thousands of people. But we've got with us a genuine hero of the North State. I have with us Senator Maurice Johannesson. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, my friend. Love it here. The only one downside that I can see, I used to, last 50 years, I would usually go down here and meet everybody that I knew. Now there's very few people I knew. Either that, I'm getting older. I am not sure. But I refuse to think that.
Well, if I tell you what, you know, Senator, if you don't know him, then who, I mean, then, you know, who would that be? I mean, everybody knows who you are.
Well, no, I'm just looking at the public down here, and, you know, I just love these things because this is the key to area like ours. You can sit around, you can look at the people, you see this, you see the importance of the togetherness that we have in this town. This town is different than any other town that I know of.
You know, and that's why we decided to stay here. And I know that's why you've been here for so long and done so much. You know, I can't say enough about how much we appreciate you, Mojo.
Well, thank you very much. It's my honor to do this. That was a promise that I made to the veterans, and I'm going to keep it.
All right. Okay, we're going to kick this back to the station and for the Spring Senior Expo.
Carl, this is Sharon Clark here in the studio, and we are introducing some of the sponsors that will be participating in the Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's this next Wednesday, May 23rd. Again, the first 100 seniors receive a special VIP goodie bag, which includes a $10 gas card. So you go ahead and line up inside the mall out front of Macy's in the court there. And we will also have breakfast and lunch. And the station, KCNR, will be down doing a live remote from 7 to 9 that morning. So you can come by and see their guest host. Carl and Linda won't be there, but they will have some guest hosts there. So we encourage you to stop by their table. And also I want to introduce right now Michael Erickson from Welcome Home Assisted Living, one of our main sponsors. Thanks for joining me, Michael.
Thank you. It's a great morning today.
Yes, it's wonderful, and thanks for being here. And I know that you have three residential care homes right now, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. We started in 1990 with one care home for six residents, and then every 2 years we added another home. So, and all three of them are right next door to each other, so we've got a great backyard. They're all connected, so it's a big park-like setting.
It's wonderful. And, you know, I've been over there. I've had clients that have transitioned from home helpers over to your facility. And I think a lot of people forget about the smaller homes because you can drive right by and not even know that they're there.
Right, because we don't have signs. We're not really allowed to, and we don't really want to. Mm-hmm. We want to have the residents feel like they are in an actual home.
Absolutely. And I know that when I have some clients that if they have a lot of memory problems or they like a smaller environment, sometimes a larger facility is too much interaction, and they get to know your staff and the other residents. It's a smaller environment, and sometimes I think that's a really good match for people.
It is. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I know you just opened up a third one.
Yes.
So you have some availability in there right now.
We do. Mm-hmm. In each of our three homes, one of the homes we have people that are a little bit more on the alert side,
mm-hmm.
Just an early memory loss. And the next home is where the people are more mid-stages of mm-hmm. confusion, where we now call it memory care.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And now the third house is for more advanced confusion, more Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And so, which is nice for the people that are there, that they know, the families will know that they're going to be I'll bring people in that are like their mom.
Absolutely.
Or their dad.
And I think that is a concern when someone has the early stages of some memory problems, mm-hmm. needs more round the clock help, but you don't want to have them in a environment where they're the highest functioning of their group.
Right.
And this way too, if they're more higher functioning, then you'll transition them through the different houses as
right.
they continue to age.
Right.
Which I know that's a philosophy that's really becoming prevalent in elder care, is really mm-hmm. looking at the long term. We're living longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be preparing. You don't want to move your parent three times in their
right.
elderly years.
Right.
So that wrong placement in the beginning could be a big issue down the road if they don't choose properly.
Right.
And so they'll be able to come by your booth out at the Macy's event, the Senior Expo Wednesday, and you'll be out there. Now, will you have some photos of your facility and things like that?
Yes, photos uh-huh. and information on assisted living and what non-medical long-term care is about,
mm-hmm.
And focusing, of course, on our place, but also just the six-bed facility.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, when they hear assisted living, some of my clients think that means a lot less hands-on help, but you really can help them with transfers. You can help them with mobility.
Right.
They can need hands-on help and still qualify for assisted living.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 24-hour awake staff. Our staff work 6-hour shifts, so they're always fresh, which is
mm-hmm.
nice. And we also we do a lot of training on medications and
mm-hmm.
dementia, Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
And early confusion or memory loss. And then we also have a hospice license.
Which is what, so really they can go through their entire lifespan, end of life care, and not have to be moved or
right,
disrupted.
Right.
And that's hugely, hugely important. And anyone who's listening that isn't able to come to the expo, Welcome Home Assisted Living, they can give you a call and set up a tour.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
People can come by anytime. We welcome just drop-in mm-hmm. tours, but they also can call ahead if they want to make sure that I'm there.
And like my clients, if they have long-term care insurance, a lot of times that will reimburse for portions
yes.
of this,
yes.
correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. California won't allow us to have take any Medi-Cal
mm-hmm.
payments, so it's all private pay or long-term care insurance.
Yeah, and a lot of people, if you have CalPERS and that, it's getting more Penn Treaty. I have
mm-hmm.
quite a few people that were that was available to them, and definitely our generation should be thinking about it.
Right, right.
Because, you know, we don't want to end up outliving our money, and
right.
that is becoming more and more of an issue. Well, wonderful. Well, Michael will be down with us at Macy's this next Wednesday, May 23rd. It's 8 to 1. We will have breakfast, lunch, 2 Keurig coffee giveaways, and some demonstrations and all kinds of activities going on. So I really encourage you, if you are a senior, a caregiver, or a family member, to bring your loved one down there and visit us. We'll be taking a quick break and be back with more Free Fire Radio right after this.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Hi, Linda Bott here, and I'm with Miss Reading Rodeo 2012, Amanda Silva. Hey, what's going on?
It's going great. I'm excited to be here, and I'm here to talk about chicks and chaps.
tell us what Chicks and Chaps is.
What you do at this is it's a rodeo clinic for women only for breast cancer promotion. You learn to rope. You get to be on a dummy bull. You get to take a tour of our bucking chutes. All of this is done with the PRCA Cowboys. All of this money goes back to our local Reading hospitals, cancer patients. It's happening Friday night of rodeo. You're going to get to run your clinic with all the PRCA Cowboys, take your pictures, get your autographs. And then when rodeo starts, you get to be in your own chick pit. They're going to deck this pit out in all pink, and you're going to get food, drinks, an awesome goodie bag to last you through the night.
Where do we get the tickets? They're $65 each.
You can get them on info@readingrodeo.com, off the website readingrodeo.com, or any of the three people listed on the flyer.
All right, we'll see you at Chicks and Chaps. That's May 18th, rodeo night, with Amanda Silva, Miss Reading Rodeo 2012.
Woo!
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County, paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Sharon Clark helping out in the studio today and educating all of you on Senior Expo. And we'll be talking more about that. But right now, we're going to throw it back down to Carl, who's out the pancake breakfast. How's it going down there, Carl?
Sharon, it's going great. There's still people are just coming through here. I think they're going to make a new record of 11,000. I'm joined right now by, we just talked to Senator Maurice Yohannes, and the premier statesman, I guess you could say, of up here in the North State. And now we have Catherine Byrd, who is running for district supervisor, District 4. And you've got to be the youngest person running. Is that right?
I am.
And so what do you think of the pancake breakfast? I know you like it.
Yes, this is a great community event. So fun to see everyone coming out and just enjoying this beautiful morning.
Well, it's good to have young people, and you're 28.
I'm 28.
And you're interested in politics, and you're running here for supervisor. I think it's great having the young people in this.
Thank you.
Okay, and now you got a meet and greet when?
I do, Monday at Spoon Me from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay, you know what? If you don't know Catherine Byrd, take the time to come down and say hello to her. She is a breath of fresh air when it comes to politics in the North State.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
You're
welcome. Hey, Sharon. I can't wait to hear more about the Senior Expo because, again, you put on such a class show there, and it gives up so much information, and it helps so many people. Sharon?
We're looking forward to having a great event again coming up this Wednesday inside Macy's in the Mount Shasta Mall from 8 to 1. And joining me now is Tina Zeller, and she and her husband Jeff own Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics and Forever Women Mastectomy Boutique. Thanks for joining me, Tina.
Why, thanks for having me.
So you've been, I think, from the inception of this event, you and Jeff have been coming with your businesses.
I believe so, yes.
It's been quite a few years, and a lot of people, I think, there's a lot of continuing education with prosthetics and orthotics. I know even the diabetic shoes was something in the last few years that Medicare will cover, which is huge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Medicare does cover, they call them therapeutic shoes for patients with diabetes. Medicare has tightened up their control over who actually receives those, and our staff is absolutely fantastic making sure that all the paperwork's in order, so those who do qualify for shoes will get them.
Wonderful. And your location is right down on Pine Street.
We're on Pine Street across from Biggins Lighting.
Mm-hmm. And your little Forever Women is right behind there.
Yep.
And talk a little bit about what kind of products you carry in the boutique.
Yeah, our boutique, we're on the same location, but we have a separate private setting for our mastectomy patients. And we carry a full line of breast prosthesis, mastectomy bras. We carry bathing suits. We carry mastectomy camisoles, which is actually a new product. Head scarves for gals that are going through chemo and have, you know, lost their hair. And just a variety of different things for every woman.
And they're really trendy and fashion forward.
Oh, definitely.
Which has really impressed me, too, because I think sometimes we picture, you know, these full of coverage and you know, what our grandma wore kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, they are not just, you know, medicinal type
yeah, it's
bras.
Yeah, sexy stuff.
Very
it's cute
much
stuff.
So.
And you'll have some samples of that.
Oh, definitely.
Of those products down at the expo.
Yes.
And Jeff will be there, and even he usually brings some different casts and some different braces, and they're colorful. And the things you can do now, if you're hurt or you need help, you
yeah.
can really liven things up a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has a personality, and a lot of the stuff that we do, especially the custom items, we can jazz them up to suit mm-hmm. your personality. We can do transfers on ankle foot orthotics. We can do graphics on your prosthetics. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we mm-hmm. can do.
And one of the things I love about your company is that you are local, and a lot of my elderly clients, they're able to come in there, get fitted with your staff. They're treated so well. It's easy location, easy to get in and out of. And, I mean, just great customer service, which
oh,
I think,
thank you.
You know, again, talking about our local businesses,
mm-hmm.
as we have throughout the show today, really important to have that support and educating people that we are here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to encourage our community to support our local, you know, businesses. And the gentleman from North State Rehab, how he was saying that, you know, everybody has those 800 numbers you can call,
mm-hmm.
but you will not get the service that you're going to get from your local community here.
Right.
You know?
And we're employing people and paying taxes here locally. And so are those employees. And so it's a win-win.
Right.
And this event is a great opportunity, the Senior Expo at Macy's, for you to come on down, meet some local business owners and vendors. Tina and her husband, Jeff, will be there to educate you about their products. And, you know, you may not need some of the services that we're going to have down there, but one of the things I know you and I have seen that happen is, as we cater to this elderly population, is, you know, information before the crisis.
Oh, you bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm all about educating prior to. In fact, I just had a gal yesterday come and speak to me. She's scheduled for a mastectomy next week. And, you know, I tell everybody, knowledge is power. And you might not need it right now, but when you do need it down the road, you're already empowered to make those good decisions.
Absolutely. And crisis planning is never good, and you're never probably going to get the best option. So if you plan on aging in Shasta County, you're caring for a senior currently, or you just want to learn about what we do down there, we'll have about 45 vendors throughout the store. Again, when you arrive at Macy's, come in through the mall entrance, and all the first 100 seniors receive a special VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card, and all seniors receive a goodie bag with a passport. And once you get the vendor's initials on that, you enter in for a prize drawing at 1 p.m., for three $100 Macy's shopping sprees. A lot of the vendors also have giveaways at their booths going on. We'll have some Keurig coffee demonstrations and two Keurig coffee makers given away during the event. We'll have breakfast with Manhattan bagel and coffee and fruit, and lunch with Blimpy subs and some salads. And so there's a ton of stuff to do. Macy's cardholders save 15% that day with your card. We've got the Memorial Day sale at Macy's is starting that day. So they'll have some cosmetic events going on. So it's just a really fun day. If you're the daughter of an aging senior, it's a great kind of mother-daughter event. Come on down. And again, it's 8 to 1, so you can get down there in the morning when it's cool. Last year, remember, it poured.
Oh, yeah.
It rained really bad last year in May. Not just a little bit. It downpoured.
Yes. Now, this will be nice.
This is going to be a lot nicer because it was really tough to get everybody to want to come out and see us last year. But this is probably about my 8th or 9th event. It's my 3rd or 4th one with Macy's. So, again, I really want to give a shout-out to Macy's for supporting our community with this event. It's not easy on their store and their staffing. They have a wonderful store manager, Jeff, who has really stepped up this year to continue supporting the event. And we really appreciate all of their hard work and dedication. We also want to thank KCNR 1460 for sponsoring the event. They will be down there between 7 and 9 next Wednesday also to educate you, and we'll be having some vendors talk live on the air during that time. Should I go to break yet?
Yes. I might as well ask you right now.
Okay.
Do we want to wrap up with you here?
Yeah, I think we'll wrap up with me. I think Tina and I have got everybody covered, and
okay. We'll
throw it back down to Carl down there at the Pancake Breakfast.
After the break.
Oh, after the break. Sounds great.
All right. Well, Sharon, thank you so much
for
joining us.
Oh, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. We're looking forward to the Senior Expo next week. Sharon Clark, our special guest on Free Fire Radio this morning. When we come back, we check in one more time with Carl. Live at the Pancake Breakfast in Roaring Gulch, otherwise known as downtown Reading. KCNR, AM 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
KCNR AM 1460 is proud to sponsor Hot O'Rama May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. All makes, models, and years. Hot rods, muscle cars, production cars, imports, motorcycles, dragsters, 4x4s, and more. If it has wheels, it's here. Enjoy sound-offs, hop-offs, rock crawling, burnouts, and so much more. Get your tickets at your local Napa stores. Hot O'Rama May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For info, visit hot-orama.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. We are live here on KCNR 1460. I'm going to throw it back to Carl, and I've been in the studio here live with Sharon Clark. We've been covering Spring Senior Expo as well as, 13,000 people down at the Pancake Breakfast. I'm sure the lines are a little thinning out. I'm going to be down there in about 5 minutes so we can finally have our pancakes. So let's throw it live to Carl. What's going on?
Hey, honey. Yeah, we're back down here, and the lines are thinning out, but they sure have pushed through a lot of people. And sitting here with me is another member of the community that has had a lot to do with everything that's going on, Chris Schwaga, Media Plus. How are you, Chris?
I'm fine, Carl. How about you?
So how many of these have you been to? I mean...
Oh, way too many to count on all my fingers and all my toes. I'd have to borrow yours, too.
Now, you are so famous for that. If there's an event that you bring your baby, your Clydesdale, to it.
Famous? I don't know if we'd want to say famous or not.
I think that's a good word, because if they need something, you know, your Clydesdale shows up and it's just like, I mean, it comes in, the kids just swarm around it. Linda hurts herself jumping off it.
The Clydesdales are magic. There's no doubt about it. You bring them anywhere, and people just flock to them.
Now, is the are the Budweisers here this year?
Yeah, the Budweiser team's here. They performed last night at the rodeo, and they will again tonight and again tomorrow night.
And are they in also in the parade?
No.
Oh, they're not in the parade.
No, they're not.
Okay.
They only do one event a day. So.
Okay. So what do you think about that? I mean, when you see that, when you see those magnificent horses.
You know, I've known those guys since the early 90s, and I've probably seen that performance because I traveled with them some. I've probably seen it 500 times, and I will tell you that every time I see it, including last night, I get chills. It is an amazing feat, and if you think anybody can drive 2,000-pound horses and make them do what you want, it takes a special guy to do it.
Well, now, they back this horse, and it's not just backing it up. They move them sideways, too.
They swing them 180 degrees. Horses, 180 degrees, and then back again.
I know, and I can't, you know, while I'm watching this, I'm thinking, I can't even park my truck. And these guys are parking 8 Clydesdales and a big beer truck.
Yes. There's a lot of tonnage going on there, and I drive mine, and one is all I want to drive.
I was going to say, yeah. So how much is it? You must know this one's Clydesdales. How much do they eat in a day?
Oh my gosh! Well, mine will eat a bale a day.
A bale of hay a day. Okay. Wow. Well, you know, Chris, we always love having you on, seeing you around here, because you're such a positive member of the community.
Well, I've only been here since I was 5, so, you know.
What, 20 years?
Yeah, you'll get the kiss later when Linda's not paying attention.
Hey, Linda, she came over and was massaging my shoulder. She said, I look tense without you.
Tattletale.
Okay, Chris Schwager, Media Plus, thank you so much for coming
guys.
By. Hey, hon, are you going to come back down here and get some pancakes? Oh, she's on her way, so I guess we have this right now. You know, next week, we're going to have a series of guest hosts because Linda and I are taking our vacation. We have our house sitted along with those Snooky sitters. And so we're going to be, we're going to actually take our first vacation in 2.5 years. And our guest hosts include Mark Kent, Sheriff Tom Pasenko, Mark Beecham, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel, and Trish Clark. It's going to be a big week. We're going to have a lot of fun. They're all lining up great guests. And don't forget this weekend shows. We have more community shows, more local shows than any other place you can find, I think, in California. And they're all just really, really great shows. Okay, how much time we got left there, Bad Bob? We got about 30 seconds left. You know what, everybody? Go down there and get your tickets for the rodeo. Go to Hotorama. Hotorama's got some great things going. And have a great, safe weekend. Come on out for the parade tomorrow. Come down and say hello to us. We're going to be after announcing the parade. It's just going to be a great weekend. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
All right, thank you, Carl. Outstanding job. Thanks, Bad Bob, for engineering on site. And thanks to Linda, who's on her way back down to the pancake breakfast. Shasta Startup is next here at KCNR Shasta Reading.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Facebook, trading now on Wall Street. An initial public offering expected by analysts to raise perhaps $18 billion, making it a big day for Facebook CEO.
Mark Zuckerberg has updated his page to now listing a company on the NASDAQ. That was his official Facebook status, making it public, not just for the world, but also for his Facebook friends.
Fox Business Network Shabani Joshi at Facebook headquarters in Menlo Park, California. The stock was up 10% from its initial $38 offering price. It's now at just under $39 a share. Trading started about a half hour ago. The Wall Street Journal reported it was delayed because of trouble processing orders. And as for the rest of Wall Street, the Dow is down 31 points. The economy and the war on terror expected to dominate President Obama's weekend of diplomacy. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
The president just spent the last hour getting to know the new socialist French president. Afghanistan probably came up as Francois Hollande has pledged to...